NPR's John Burnett has been monitoring the fighting in eastern Afghanistan from the nearby town of Gardez. He filed this report.
For the first time, U.S. and Afghan troops have seized enemy caves high in the Shahikot Mountains, and they say after initial punishing setbacks, the momentum is now with them. Abdul Mateen is a provincial commander who keeps in close contact with Afghan troops in the operation.
By the grace of God, our troops and U.S. troops are taking their bunkers, the same ones they used a few days ago to fire mortars and rockets at us.
Local Afghan soldiers, while admiring and appreciative of U.S. military might, continue to be critical of the way in which American commanders conducted the initial days of the assault. Again, Commander Abdul Mateen.
These Americans made a mistake. They went ahead of our troops with their helicopters into territory they're unfamiliar with, and the enemy was able to shoot at them very well. We know this area, Shahikot. It contains the old bunkers of Mujahideen guerrillas. Russia attacked this area with lots of troops, but failed. The United States didn't use our experience.
A 31-year-old Afghan soldier named Mohammed Ashraf said the first wave of U.S.-trained tribal militiamen depended on a model of the battlefield on a U.S. Special Forces laptop computer. The Americans' computers showed us the enemy's front lines, he said, but they did not show the proper location, and they did not understand that the enemy's artillery could hit us so easily. He added that the Afghans have learned from the first attack, and they now depend on U.S. airstrikes to weaken their adversaries before ground troops attack. Commander Mateen attributed the enemy's fearless resistance to their leader, a former regional Taliban commander named Saif Rahman Mansur, to whom Mateen pays grudging respect.
He's a good commander. He knows how to use different kinds of weapons. He can hit a target with artillery. He knows this area and he knows how to fight. And this is a reason we've had so much trouble up there.
The other reason the battle is so intense is because the Al-Qaeda and Taliban holdouts are fighting to the death. In one chilling detail, Mateen reports the mountaintop rebels have wrapped themselves in white cotton cloth and tied on headbands, the sacred clothing which a Muslim wears when he's preparing to be a shaheed, a martyr. The U.S. bombing remains extremely unpopular with Afghans in the villages surrounding the Shahikot Range. 20 families live in the village of Qadus, only 8 miles from the battle zone, in adobe houses the color of the parched desert. We are poor people who are not able even to find food for our families, said an old turbaned man named Haji Silo, who claimed he was illiterate and didn't know how old he was. We have no school, no clinic. Our well is dry. There's no work here. And your bombs shake the ground and scare our animals. We're very unhappy. The locals say they'll be glad when the guns are silent. Military sources estimate the operation could take another few days or another week. In the meantime, the regional militia keeps alert for escaping Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters and gets in some target practice in the high desert. John Burnett, NPR News, Gardez, Afghanistan.